This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BJP's manifesto is dedicated to youth power, women power, farmers and the poor. Strong expansion of social, physical and digital infrastructure is the top priority of the BJP, he added. Addressing a public meeting in Piparia in Narmadapuram district of Madhya Pradesh, he said that the government will continue all the schemes in the next 5 years. Hectic campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections has intensified with leaders of political parties seeking the support for the candidates. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi arrived in Karnataka today and held a public rally in Mysuru. Late in the evening, he will hold a road show in the coastal city of Mangaluru. AP leader and Delhi Minister Atishi referred to the BJP's election manifesto as Jumla Patra and accused the party of not fulfilling its promises even after staying in power for 10 years. She said despite the promised 2 crore jobs every year, today the country's unemployment figure is the highest in the history of this country. Criticizing the manifesto, RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Yadav said it has no mention of youths, farmers or employment and nothing for states like Bihar. Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has dubbed the BJP's manifesto a post-dated check drawn on a failing bank. He asserted that the Congress led by Rahul Gandhi will end people's misery. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Army conducted successful trials of indigenous man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapon system. The warhead flight trials were successfully conducted at Pokhran Field Firing Range in Rajasthan yesterday. The anti-tank guided missile is well equipped with day and night top attack capability and capable of defeating modern armour-protected main battle tank. The Defence Ministry said the system is now ready for final user evaluation trials for its induction into the Indian Army. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh complimented the DRDO and the Indian Army for the successful trial of the system and termed the move as an important step towards achieving self-reliance in advanced technology-based defence system development. The Minister of External Affairs would express serious concern over the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The ministry said that the country is seriously concerned about the escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran, which threatens peace and security in the region. The ministry also highlighted that it is closely monitoring the evolving situation and the embassies in the region are in close touch with the Indian community. Meanwhile, air raid sirens sounded across Israel early this morning after Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. The attack marked the first time Iran has launched a direct military assault on Israel. The Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Iran fired scores of drones, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, with the vast majority intercepted outside Israel's borders. India has gifted 35 ambulances and 66 school buses to various organizations spread across different districts of Nepal and working in the field of health and education today. The keys of the vehicles were handed over by Indian Ambassador Naveen Srivastav in the presence of Nepal's Finance Minister Barsha Manpoon. The Ambassador stated that this has been one of the long-standing initiatives of the Government of India under the Nepal-India Development Partnership. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at his statue in the Parliament complex on the 134th birth anniversary today. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants posted a target of 162 runs against Kolkata Knight Riders at Kolkata's Eden Gardens. Kolkata Knight Riders were 58 for 2 in 6 overs a short while ago. Earlier put into bat first, Lucknow scored 161 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. For Lucknow, Nicholas Puran scored 45 of 32 and skipper K.L. Rahul scored 39 of 27. And that is the end of this news bulletin.